Gonna be Julie versus Julie.
Here's my note.
Roar and Sons Brewing Company.
Well, Dan, I was captivated all weekend by the big boat. And as of early this morning, late last night, they freed the big boat.
Totally?
The big boat.
Oh, I heard it was just loosened.
Good.
You're saying it's out?
Yeah. It's not stuck. It's moving.
Because I heard what caused this. I heard, meaning I read the whatever is under the headline. There's that little headline. What's that called?
I actually don't know.
Is that the byline?
Did you want to make fun of me?
No.
I thought the byline is like who it's by.
Yeah.
That's why I said it with a question mark.
I would have just gone with subheading.
Well, anyway, from what I understand, according to this subheading, which is above the byline, below the headline.
So hold on real quick here. I just want to be clear.
This is how much I read.
Beyond the headline,
right.
But you stopped short of actual body of article with
exactly.
Info. Okay.
I just want to tell you, according to me, kind of. In fact, I didn't read the whole byline.
Oh, he's,
or the whole.
Even that was too much for
me. I just glanced at it and then walked away.
Okay.
The cause for it was the water rose.
Yep.
Because of the supermoon.
Yep.
Can you confirm that?
Yes, that's part of it.
Wow.
Because I saw that moon last night, and I thought it was pretty badass. I didn't realize how awesome it was.
Yeah.
What a moon.
The full moon caused the tide in the canal to rise, freeing...
And explain why that happened.
Big boat. Think you know you have come to the wrong place.
So it's a superhero moon, essentially.
Yeah.
Save the day.
Look... We've, for a long time on this show, been curious about how exactly it is that the moon works in relation to ladies. I am to understand that's...
Yeah, it affects them,
going
too.
On there as well.
I have no idea.
It affects liquid.
I guess that could explain a lot, though.
I don't even know what that is. And I tell you the truth, I don't know.
Yeah, I think something with ladies' bodies is...
But you've never heard anything solid associated with the moon. Like,
no.
Oh, that avalanche happened because of that damn moon.
Right. Moon kind of skates, you know?
Uh-huh.
Nobody's ever mad at the moon. People get mad at the sun.
Well,
but am I to learn that the moon is having an outsized impact on my life, and everyone's just kind of like, oh, it's the moon. It's
on the moon?
Underrated.
Moon?
Let's call the moon underrated.
Okay.
Thumbs up, moon.
One seed in the bracket?
Ooh, I don't know about that.
But people love the moon, right? That's what you're saying.
Okay, maybe it's overrated.
Yeah.
Mine is now overrated.
I think it's underrated.
Should be a three seed.
So anyways, it was a fun week of memes regarding Big Ship, the Ever Given. It is now, is free.
Cool. Does that mean we can get our... Is that why you had a lot of gas at the pump?
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, the rations passed because the moon freed the ship and dashed Blake's prognostication.
Well, that's good, though. So we don't have to worry about how we were going to worry about how that might affect us eventually?
For now.
Okay.
You don't have to worry about how you were going to worry.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay. I didn't know what I was supposed to worry about, but I know I was supposed to be worrying about that ship.
I think it was... I saw a lot of reaction similar... to this, which was, I think, in general, people don't know how much goods travel on ships.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm all about.
My wife's game.
Mm.
So, that ship, I think, is so... We're so taken by it because it's a rare story in today's day that lasts more than 24 hours.
Yeah.
Because had that been stuck for a day, and then you had a few memes, and then it was... Then the moon was full a week ago, then...
Yeah.
This wouldn't be embedded in our minds, but if a story is out there for three consecutive days, you're like, whoa, this is the biggest story ever.
Yeah, now you're thinking about how they'll cover it in the history books.
Same with the Leaning Tower of Dallas.
Yeah. R.I.P.
Did you see one of the vessels that was stuck behind the big ship was carrying sex toys? Gosh, that's another drop, isn't it?
It really is.
Sorry.
Do you think every time you talk, it's gonna you're that cocky? That you just think, oh, these
guys are
just
so cocky. It's not a cocky. Video games. I hear myself talk, and I think that's
you
probably
sound like a drop.
Yes.
Well, it started with "Did you see?" So I immediately thought of "Dude Perfect."
Yeah, it's true.
80% of the world's trade travels by sea.
Really?
Yeah. And then one of my buddies was texting me this morning, like, "We got to get a movie out of this. I need the Suez Canal big boat got freed movie."
Seems like a boring movie, but then they made one about that dude that
landed a plane
because of a bird.
Yeah.
Like, hey, whatever plane has dealt with a bird before?
But he had a cool nickname, so people are like, oh, that's all you need.
And Tom Hanks signed off on it.
New York lawmakers have agreed to legalize...
Who will play the moon? Go ahead, sorry.
That's a good question. No, these are important questions to address.
It'll probably be bananimated.
Yeah, the
bananimated.
New York lawmakers have agreed to legalize recreational marijuana in the state of New York.
Oh, really?
Will join a growing number of states that have legalized marijuana. Lawmakers reached a deal to allow the sale of the drug for recreational use. Crazy.
How does that happen now? There's no election happening.
I think it's just that they were in session. Like they are legislative.
I thought you had to have a popular vote on these things.
They don't always have to be referendum.
Oh, it always feels like it's election day when you learn these three states passed it. And
I don't believe that has to happen that way.
So you could just do it now, huh?
Yeah.
Sweet. Oh yeah, I guess that big controversial Georgia laws just happened now.
Yeah.
I guess you could just pass laws whenever.
Yeah, I guess.
But they start off as a bill. Just a bill.
Yeah, on Capitol Hill. I guess I don't know much about the politics of the state of New York, but I would not have had them high on this list.
Really? Don't think there's much of dirty liberals over there?
Yeah, I mean, I know they have a Democratic governor, because he's in all sorts of hot water right now. But I guess I just didn't think of them as, you know, the same as, like, California or something.
Yeah, a bunch of hippies out there.
And it is kind of shocking when you're at a place or you're in a city that does have full recreational. You can pretty much smell it everywhere. So that's now going to be the experience of New York. People just toking up
weed
their
reefer. Weed is tight. Weed is tight.
I wonder if in the end we're going to be following the money and say that's what got all this done.
Well, of course.
Because look, if you can regulate it, you can tax it, right?
Yeah.
Make money off it, and then everybody kind of wins.
Yeah, and I know, like,
that's,
I've heard
that's
Corby
my
talk
economics
about this
lesson
before, like, that his sister who lives in Denver or the Denver area was pretty freaked out whenever it passed there because she had relatively young kids at the time, and they just kind of went through life normally and are going to college.
They're
didn't
not allowed
in
to
it.
Go buy pot, just like they're not allowed to go buy beer.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm sure you can pull it off, but the same would apply to alcohol.
You know who I bet is against it is alcohol, right?
Yeah.
Alcohol is probably lobbying hard against it.
Unless they've...
Because it takes from their bit.
Unless they early on got involved.
Invest?
Yeah. Which I think some have.
Like Anheuser-Busch pot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically.
Wow.
That's not really... You're not...
Pot hard seltzer
to the story right there, Julie.
Well, I'm still thinking it through.
What's that, Mino?
So like, pot hot hard seltzers yet?
Yeah.
So like Anheuser-Busch would have alcohol and they'd have a whole branch now of pot maybe?
Yeah.
That's crazy to think about.
That is something.
That's why I said wow.
Yeah, I don't I'm sure different states have different laws on this. But that is one thing that, like, your small growers, I've seen interviews with people that are like, we're not going to have a shot. We're not going to have a chance. Because, like, for example, in one of the strangest cultural Mad Lib stories you could imagine, Nick Lachey of 98 Degrees.
Of Jessica Simpson.
Mm-hmm.
He's 98 Degrees, right?
Mm-hmm.
He owns, in Ohio, like, tons of farms. I think it's in Ohio, because I think he's an Ohio guy. I think, but like he bought in early and just monopolized it. So
dang.
So maybe that's bad for Ohio. That's why they can't get it passed.
Yeah.
The alcohol companies are lobbying against it. This is what I'm just guessing. Totally.
Yeah.
I didn't even read the byline thing. or the thing under the headline.
Who needs it?
Whatever that's called.
Did you know that Joe Exotic was still married? Like, while in jail?
I just saw this.
Yeah.
I didn't realize he was.
Well, he's not now.
Was he married to one of those dudes?
Yeah. Dylan.
And Dylan was not in jail, right?
No.
How do they work that out?
I don't know.
Love letters.
Absence makes the heart grow fonder.
Well, he was doing a 22-year sentence, so... I don't
conjugal
know
visit. Haven't you always wanted one of those?
What's the deal with that? Is that real? So, like,
yeah.
Prisoners
yeah.
get to sex?
Yeah, you go out in a, like, a trailer.
For real?
I think so.
What?
Okay, I just downgraded to think so.
Well, but, the term exists, so it must...
Yeah, there's some basis for it. I would like to talk to somebody who's been in prison and has been awarded a conjugal visit.
So would I. Because if you can do that, you know...
Jail isn't so bad anymore.
You got, three meals a day.
Yeah.
TV.
You don't have to do all the stuff around the house.
Time to work out.
College courses.
Yeah, exactly. Just get ripped. You know, hang with your bros.
I'll bet
join
you.
Join a gang.
There are some prisoners who have sex more than me with their... not dudes in prison.
There's no doubt.
I mean, conjugal... If you have it scheduled...
Yeah.
Like, because... You'll find out, too, once your kids are older. You literally schedule it.
So that's going to happen when the kids are older. Okay. I'll write that down.
So it says it's usually their legal spouse, but then what if she says, like, no, I'm not really feeling it?
Yeah.
Like, how do they outsource for somebody else? Or do they?
Well, she better be feeling it. That's the point.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know. If he's done something to get in jail, I don't know that that's very hot.
Then leave him. Oh, phew. I think
that's
real
extra hot. Yeah.
Just talking leave about her with all
prisoner?
The duties at home and the kids? No way.
Yeah, but if she's
not showing up to give
either,
you a conjugal visit.
She's going to be into it if she's not getting it elsewhere either.
It doesn't sound like you had true love then, Julie, to begin with.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Dude. I want to know more about this, because now I'm kind of thinking through in my head, like, if you're...
It's got to be the grossest little trailer room that you've ever
it's
seen.
It's probably not all that...
Do you think they
the
really
romantic ambiance
worried about sanitizing it after the last guy was in there?
Probably not, but...
214-523-CROW.
I don't know, man. I mean, I feel like if you were scheduled, like, twice a year...
How about this? Did Joe Exotic get a conjugal visit with his dude husband?
Probably.
Okay,
in
so
Texas.
There are only 4 states in the U.S. still allowing conjugal visits in their prisons: California, Connecticut, New York, and Washington. So that does not go down in Texas.
Now.
There's no Texas trailers out there getting some action.
But seriously, I mean, so, like, I just want to know, like, how
the bones
how
zone.
It all actually, yeah, there you go, how it all actually works. Like, let's say that it's Dan in jail, right? Just
you got a half hour.
Yeah. So is she already in the trailer? Do you meet her in there? Do they walk over
to you? Tell her to kind of get it all warmed up.
Well, I think you would want to be.
There's
part
no
of that.
Time for the whole.
Oh, you got 30 minutes. You could do all
That's
sorts
true.
Of stuff.
There's
you've
just
got
a guy.
29 minutes to spare.
There's like a guy who's guarding the trailer, and that's his job.
Yeah,
but does she have to put on the maid uniform? Are we talking about like a role play thing?
I would think if you're only going to be able to do it twice a year or something, you would want to have a spice it up a little bit. Yeah, something. Do the Wonder Woman
bring
costume
the,
or something.
Yeah, cowboy cheerleader.
Yeah, outfit. And is that allowed?
Costumes?
Yeah,
I'm sure costumes are allowed. They're allowing all of this. I doubt there's many rules once you get in there.
Do the clown thing.
No, oh, no one wants the clown thing. That's disgusting.
Bring the horn.
The horn. What's wrong with you? All right, that's the 130 news.
Yay!
A horn. Coming up next, let's take a look at what the Cowboys have done over the last week or so.